The Sea Alaska Corporation has uncovered an old Haida canoe on the corporation's timberland near the Prince of Wales Island community of Kasan. The partially finished canoe may be centuries old and could provide a rare glimpse of canoe construction techniques using traditional tools. KFSK's Jovik Nicky reports.
The 33-foot, 11-inch yellow cedar canoe was discovered last winter laying on the forest floor beneath a thick layer of moss. It's on Sea Alaska land near Kasan and was found by a surveyor for the Sea Alaska Timber Corporation, a subsidiary of the Regional Native Corporation. Sea Alaska Timber stopped its planned harvest for the site, and corporation officials, along with tribal members from Kasan, visited the find. Rosita Worrell is president of the Sea Alaska Heritage Institute, a nonprofit formed by the corporation.
This was a very large canoe. We determined that it was made from traditional tools rather than modern contemporary tools. So it's rather an old one. We don't know how old, but we know that it predates, you know, the introductions of modern tools in the early 1900s.
Researchers will carbon date a sample from the canoe to get a more exact age. Sea Alaska contracted with Daniel Monteith, an anthropology professor at the University of Alaska Southeast, to survey the canoe site. The corporation says the canoe was nearly completed but was not steamed for its final shaping. Also found on the site was another log that apparently split when it was felled. In addition, five other cedars appeared to have been harvested nearby using traditional tools. Worrell says initially researchers wanted to rule out that the area was a burial site, but that does not appear to be the case.
It definitely was what we call a production area. It was a site that was identified to have good trees. I mean, the carvers must have found this area. They identified it as having good trees that could be used for canoes and possibly totem poles.
The find is more unusual because the canoe was left unfinished in the forest and because it was carved using traditional tools. Sea Alaska consulted with the organized village of Kasan, the tribal government for the nearby community. Richard Peterson, president of OVK, calls the find a mixed blessing.
One, we're pretty excited, you know, to know about this particular site. But again, you know, us knowing means other people know, and you worry about those sites being disturbed or, you know, people exploring and maybe, you know, through that excitement of wanting to see something like that and exploring, that, you know, unintentional harm or damage comes to a place like that.
Peterson says a canoe is a very important piece of Native cultural history, and it's important to learn from discoveries like this one. As far as why this canoe, so far along in the carving process, was left behind in the forest, he says there's only speculation at this point.
You know, old Kasan had been stricken with illness and smallpox and influenza and things like that. And, you know, maybe it hit during that time, and that's why they left it.
The present-day village of Kasan was founded at the turn of the last century, and tribal members at that time had access to commercial timber-cutting tools, making this find likely more than 100 years old. The president of Sea Alaska Timber estimates the standing cedar trees near the canoe are around 500 years old. The Heritage Institute's Worrell hopes the canoe can be replicated as a learning tool for modern-day canoe makers and says it's an important find.
These kinds of things represent very tangible ties to our ancestors. And so to know that our ancestors, you know, worked on this, you know, it's really important to Native people, to the Haida people. It's a tangible tie to their ancestors. But the other important thing is, you know, what can we learn about the technology of it?
The Native Corporation says it's keeping the site secure and private. Future decisions about the canoe and use of the site will be up to the village of Kasan. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Viknicki.